It is Bran. But not as you think, Catelyn said. Ned was lost. And how? Why are you here, my love? What is this place?
Just what it appears, Little Finger said, easing himself onto a window seat. A brothel. Can you think of a less likely place to find a Catelyn Tully?
He smiled.
As it chances, I own this particular establishment, so arrangements were easily made. I am most anxious to keep the Lannisters from learning that Cat is here, in King's Landing.
Why? Asked Ned. He saw her hands then, the awkward way she held them, the raw red scars, the stiffness of the last two fingers on her left. You've been hurt. He took her hands in his own, turned them over. Gods, those are deep cuts. A gash from a sword, or how did this happen, my lady?
Catelyn slid a dagger out from under her cloak and placed it in his hand. This blade was sent to open Bran's throat and spill his life's blood.
Ned's head jerked up. But who, why would...
She put a finger to his lips. Let me tell it all, my love. It will go faster this way. Listen. So he listened, and she told it all, from the fire in the library tower to Varys and the guardsman and Littlefinger, and when she was done, Eddard Stark sat dazed beside the table, the dagger in his hand. Bran's wolf had saved the boy's life, he thought dully.